Echorinos.
Not really.
Echorinos! It's the test, motherfucker.
Fuck you.
Edgar, why would you say something like that?
You're inside the film pod.
Alrighty, thanks for joining us inside the film pod. I'm Adam Kara, and with me is Edgar, a monster trying to be a human, Ramirez. Edgar, how you doing?
I'm alright, but I don't believe in heaven. I believe in pain. I believe in fear. And I believe in death.
Max Payne?
Yes, I do.
I hate that. I hate that quote, because he name drops himself. I believe in pain. Maximum pain. He didn't say that. He should.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not even the first movie we're doing.
No, it isn't.
We're doing video games. Not a movie, but a theme, I guess, for this episode. The main movie, of course, Super Mario Brothers, right? That's
yes,
it? The 1993. Super Mario Brothers? 1983.
1993.
93. I'm 83 before the universe existed. No, but because Wreck-It Ralph is number one right now in the box office, huge and relevant and all that, we decided to, you know, take a look back at some of its video game movie predecessors. Although, Wreck-It Ralph is a bit different from other video game movies because it's not just taking one franchise and making it a video game. Wreck-It Ralph is like Toy Story or something. Or, you know, it's said to be like the Toy Story of video games where it's, you know, a bunch of video games coming together making a story.
I think it's more the Avengers.
Yeah, the Avengers of video games, I guess. But it's not all regular franchise. I mean, the Wreck-It Ralph Fix-It-Feel-It thing is its own made-up thing. Although it's kind of like Donkey Kong.
Whichever
like
it may
Ralph
be,
is sort of
I haven't
Donkey
seen
Kong.
Much in it, so...
And Fix-It Felix is supposed to be kind of like Mario.
Well, anyway, before we continue on, we're going to go straight into the news,
because
we have a lot to talk about.
Two movies to talk about, so we're going to go right into the news.
We didn't mention the second movie yet.
Oh, the second movie is Max Payne, if we hadn't already mentioned it, which we did, sort of. But
okay, but Max Payne is it.
Yeah, Max Payne, another video game movie. It's a nice range we have. We have, you know, bright, colorful, fun, ridiculous, stupid, and dark, gritty, awful, ridiculous, stupid. Okay, but first, the news.
News.
Mark Wahlberg in Transformers 4. Yep. Can't even make a joke about that because that's the universe we live in. Not like, you know, I don't know. Mark Wahlberg spouts philosophy and gives donations to things and makes the world better. No, Transformers 4. Benedict Cumberbatch lays out his Monty Python, just shows it to the world in front of the Queen. No, that's too much England. Anyway, Wreck-It Ralph, number one in the box office, Flight at number two. And that's basically the news. Yep. So, Edgar, what do you think about that? That was a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so yes, Disney buys Star Wars. That's actually kind of old news, but I figure not too many people are super, super keen to the news arenas.
We're just late.
Yeah, we're just a bit late. But yeah, it's still giant, massive bombshell. Disney buys Star Wars. There will be episode 7, 8, 9. Directors' names being thrown all over the place. It's all rumors right now. Like, my advice, don't even listen to this director nonsense yet. They did just finally find a screenwriter, Michael Arndt, Toy Story 3 writer, apparently. I've never heard of his name, but apparently he's big. So he's writing Star Wars Episode 7, so that's good. That makes sense. That's some Disney insider sort of thing. Pixar, Disney, you know? Yeah, but I think it's just really interesting that Disney's just buying everybody. They bought Marvel, you know, a while back. Now they have Lucasfilm and ILM. So that's interesting because now that they have ILM, that'll open up more animation-y channels, I guess. I don't know. They might be a bigger competitor in that I mean, Wreck-It Ralph, although that's not ILM, but I'm just saying Disney is now furthering their animation girth. I don't know how to, you know, put this, but because no longer just 2D, because now they're going to be very much 3D animation contenders. And also, yeah, Star Wars, they're going to make 3 more of those. Biggest cultural giant everything is continuing.
I'm still waiting for the Iron Man versus Darth Vader crossover.
Yeah, there we go. Versus Mickey Mouse. I think it, like, they'll redo Star Wars Episode 6, take the mask off, and it's Goofy or something. Oh, you're my father. No. Okay. So, yeah, what do you think?
You know, I haven't really heard much about it until just recently myself.
But, well, I mean, the news is pretty recent.
Well, I know, but I mean, it was brought up to me all over Facebook is how I learned. I didn't even look it up on the news or anything. But the thing that really got to me was just, how are you going to add another 3 films?
Well, okay, so I've been reading up on this. I missed the news the day it dropped. I came in a day late with one, like, I was reading some articles like, oh yeah, this may be for some episode 7, 8, 9. I'm like, wait, what? Episode 7, 8, 9? And then I scroll down and I find, like, oh, Disney bought Lucasfilm. So apparently there was actually always a plan to make 9 movies, or that's some bullshit that they're saying now. I think there was, though, they talked about how that they're getting access to Lucas's private notes, directorial notes and stuff, so there actually kind of was an original plan for 9 movies, and so the next 3 episodes are not going to have anything to do with the books and stuff that have came out that have followed the series. It's just going to be a whole new, you know, never-before-seen story, apparently.
What if someone already wrote a novel that was just similar?
Well, it's possible. I mean, there have been novels that take place after episode 7, 8, 9. After episode 6. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's this giant, huge, who knows what this is going to be like news. I mean, they finally got their screenwriter. So, it seems like it's in capable hands. I mean, I really like Toy Story 3. A very witty dialogue, and I like just the movie in general.
And this is just a stab at the childhood, though.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that's a good choice because of, like, the weight Toy Story had to hold, you know, coming out so much after the original that, you know, this is just the next step up on, you know, a much more massive scale. Yeah, and directors and everybody have been all over the Twitterverse tweeting about how, like, oh, this is surprising. And, yeah, names are being thrown out there like J.J. Abrams. And
what about Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah, I saw an article. Quentin Tarantino is not going to direct Star Wars Episode 7. I don't even know who thought that was going to happen.
It would have been awesome. Just think about it.
Yeah.
And just shooting everything up.
Yeah. And cutting people. And
yeah. And then removing their ears.
And making lots of 80s references.
Yeah. And then just giving people heroin and things like that.
There we go. That's
awesome.
The Star Wars I remember.
I mean, that would explain the Ewoks.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah, that's the thing is, what is Disney going to do with Jar Jar Binks and the Ewoks? That seems so their thing. Especially Jar Jar Binks.
They're going to make spin-offs.
Yeah, more spin-offs, because there aren't already enough Star Wars spin-offs.
But you and I were discussing this off mic. If Fox still owns the original series...
Yeah, I don't know too much about the whole legal details. But I know, like, Fox still owns, like, distribution rights to the original trilogy. Or, I think, original 6 movies. I'm not sure. Maybe it's just the original trilogy. I really don't know. How it works, but I mean, Disney now owns the creative aspect to it. It can do, you know, take the story wherever the hell it wants.
But what
it
I
owns
was
the characters and everything.
Well, yeah, they bought out Lucasfilm.
Yeah.
But what I was gonna say is, if they still own that, Fox originally had the plan to release all 6 films in a 3D post-conversion thing, which would mean that when 7 is slated to go out right now would be 2015.
Yeah, is when episode 4 should come out.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, because you'll have Star Wars competing with itself.
Yeah.
It's
self-destructive.
I don't know. I'm assuming that's way down the line. Disney's going to do something about that. I mean, it's Disney. They're going to, you know, use their money in some way to fight that, if that even happens. I mean, maybe Fox won't want to compete with Star Wars 7 with the 3D version of episode 4. You know, that might not be a move Fox wants to make. So they might, you know, change their releasing schedule. Based off of that. But yeah, I really respect actually George Lucas. I know, like, oh no, he sold it, he wasn't going to make movies, but Disney gave him money. Except George Lucas donated the $4 billion some dollars to charity.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So, yeah, mundo respect points.
No, I agree. Yeah. I mean, I don't know anyone else who would really cash that much money and, you know, completely donate it to something.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, he's definitely a guy who can afford to do that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, $4 billion. I mean, I might donate half.
Yeah. I don't know what I would donate. I'd make myself go to college, make a movie, and then donate everything else.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Leave a little bit extra so you could just do it.
For the film pod?
Yeah.
For the DVD special.
All we would need is $2,000.
Exactly.
Yeah,
which you could help. You could donate right now. No, you can't, actually. We don't have any of that bullshit.
I should set up a PayPal so they can.
There we go. Yeah, you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you want to talk about any of the other news?
The only really thing that... I don't even know who Benedict Cucumber...
Benedict Cumberbatch Cucumber?
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, that's because you're not internet TV savvy, Edgar. He's a giant internet star right now. Like, I look at him kind of like Nathan Fillion, but the British Nathan Fillion, basically. He did Sherlock and, you know, Sherlock Holmes, but it's much, much... I like it a lot better than the movie. I've only seen the first one. I haven't seen the second one, so I can't compare it, but I like the show Sherlock a lot more than the Robert Downey Jr. movie. And he's going to be the bad guy in... Star Trek Into Dark Space or Dark Waters. I forget what the title's called. But the second Abrams Star Trek. I think he's in The Hobbit. He's going to be everywhere really soon. You're going to find out about him right quick.
Yeah, especially with The Hobbit coming out. This...
And the third season of Sherlock's coming out at some point in time in the future as well. So he's got a lot going on.
So will that be like 7 episodes?
9.
Okay.
Yeah. So... That's Benedict Cumberbatch. Oh, yeah, with the news item itself. Monty Python's got this ongoing movie, and the article wasn't exactly specific what I read, but basically they kind of want him for it. It's very early production. This is, you know, very much early dev stage. Don't even worry about it. But it's nice to mention Benedict Cumberbatch, so then all those teenage girl fans will listen to our podcast.
No, but the thing is, Monty Python, how long has it been since they released their last film? Like 1983,
forever,
right?
Yeah.
So, is it even going to have the original cast, or is it just going to be them as
well,
writers?
Well, I mean, one of them's dead. Terry Jones is going to direct it.
Well,
so,
I'm not
and
saying
Terry
that.
Gilliam's attached. Robin Williams is apparently attached.
Well, like, any of them could be dead. That doesn't make a difference. The rest of the cast is still there.
Yeah. Most of the cast is there. I think it's just Graham Chapman who's dead. Eric Idle, John Cleese. John Cleese is goddamn old. I remember... In this documentary I saw, it was so great. Like John, it was like I don't know if it was about John Cleese or just about Monty Python, but they were like interviewing John Cleese, but it was like mock interviews. And at the end of the documentary, he dies. Like you see him, he's on this lawn chair and he just leans back, and then the credits start rolling and the camera just backs away.
Anyway, we have one last bit, which would be Mark Wahlberg.
Yes, Mark Wahlberg in Transformers 4. I don't even know what to say about that.
I can. I have plenty to say. It fits him. It does. It's Michael Bay, so the only acting he has to do is yell.
Yeah.
Or mumble.
Or say no, 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 no. Have you seen the? There's a thing on YouTube. It's like all the no's Shia LaBeouf has uttered in Transformers.
No.
He does it a lot. Anyway, is he gonna play like the same Shia LaBeouf role? I don't know. What would you think? He seems like actually Mark Wahlberg would be like a slightly more grown up Shia LaBeouf.
If kind of
have that look.
Continue to grow and, you know, actually work
yeah.
out or anything.
He has a beard now. He's trying to make himself look older. I'm like, Shia LaBeouf, shut up. Go away.
I wanted to see Lawless. That one looked good.
No, it didn't. It didn't look good.
It looked better than Transformers.
It had Tom Hardy in it. I was like, oh, but I it looks pretty terrible. It looks better than Transformers. I will give you that.
Anyway, considering that we're
so,
talking about Mark
yeah,
Wahlberg.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg. That translates into the second movie that we're not actually going to transition to.
No.
First, we're going to talk about Goddamn Mario.
Okay.
Goddamn Mario synopsis.
Synopsis.
A long, long time ago, the Earth was ruled by dinosaurs. They were big, so not a lot of people went around hassling them. Actually, no people went around hassling them because there weren't any people yet. Just the first tiny mammals. Basically, life was good.
No, it just don't get no better than this.
Yeah. Then something happened. A giant meteorite struck the Earth. Goodbye, dinosaurs. But what if the dinosaurs weren't all destroyed? What if the impact of that meteorite created a parallel dimension where the dinosaurs continue to thrive and evolve into intelligent, vicious, aggressive beings? Just like us. And hey, what if they found a way back?
We're sorry, Mario. The princess is in another dimension.
That's pretty much the
whole
story.
Basically, the Koopas capture Princess Daisy, and they're in another dimension, and they want to use Daisy to merge dimensions, and the plumbers have to go save her. I mean, it's sort of a takeoff of the original video game story. But, yeah, Edgar, what's your deal?
Okay, now, I just got to give a little bit of background. I used to watch this all the time when it was on Disney Channel. It was always just playing, and it was in a constant, like, loop. It was the same deal with Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
I thought you were going to say Pee-wee's Penthouse, and I was like, nope. I'm going to have to edit that one out.
No. So I remember sitting down and watching it, and the only things I remembered from the movie going into it this time was Yoshi and how disappointed I was as a little kid.
The only things I remember from this movie are Yoshi and my disappointment. That's good. And it's true. I remember a lot more. I remember the whole fungus bullshit. I didn't remember Toad. I totally forgot about Toad.
That was a cute little Easter egg, actually.
Except he didn't look or resemble Toad in any way. He was huge. He was really tall, and then he was a Goomba for most of that. And, yeah, there's just so many things wrong with this movie.
Okay.
Where do we start?
Okay, let me start it off. We've both played Super Mario. I'm pretty sure it's safe to say that pretty much everyone has. If you are even looking for a faithful adaptation to that, you're looking in the wrong place.
Yeah, basically.
The Goombas aren't even mushrooms.
They're not even anything resembling it.
Everything's reptilian.
Yeah.
The only part that's absolutely truthful is that they kidnapped the princess.
Yeah.
And even then, it's not even clear. The princess is hatched.
Yeah, the movie opens. You see this lady running around. She drops off this weird thing. You don't know what it is yet. At this church. Church lady takes over. It's a big egg. Cut to some I don't remember stuff. Cut back to the egg, and it hatched, and there's a baby human inside.
And the nuns are totally okay with it.
Yeah, nuns are like, whatever, you know, praise the Santa Cristo or something. You know, I don't know what they're doing. They don't care.
Before we go any further, this is actually like an all-star cast.
Yeah, Bob Hoskins is Mario. Actually, really good casting. John Leguizamo is Luigi. John Leguizamo, I think, actually could play Luigi. Kind of not really good in this movie, but there's so many other things wrong with this movie that slides by fine. Dennis Hopper is our main villain. King Koopa, which...
Not even Bowser.
King Koopa. He's pretty much Bowser. I just call him Bowser. Everyone calls him Bowser. And I don't know any of the women because I'm a sexist pig. No, who is that lady?
Samantha Lane, I want to say. Who plays Daisy, right?
Yeah, I've never seen her. Or I might have, but I don't remember her.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, so... One of the reasons we were bringing up these two movies. I think one of the things this and Max Payne share is that they're just unfaithful to the game. And both movies fail. Not because of that, though. But it's just like, if you're going to be unfaithful to the game, at least be a good movie. I don't understand, like, this Mario Brothers movie completely goes in different directions than the game. But doesn't go in, like, modern, better ways or more acceptable ways. It goes in just screwball, weirder ways than the game. It does things the game never even thought of. Like, the whole de-evolution machine and the Goombas, the way that Goombas look more ridiculous than the video game. It's just really interesting. I don't know who read this script and, like, who approved it. But like, to me, that's just where it starts. Is like the script is already just garbage right off the bat, and it's just an unsalvable movie from like the beginning.
First of all.
Yeah. What's the lady?
Samantha Mathis or Mathis. I'm not sure exactly which way it's pronounced. And she's in Little Woman, The American President, Broken Arrow, and American Psycho. Are her biggest roles.
American Psycho. I haven't seen that though. So.
Either way, as you were saying, yeah, this movie is just completely unfaithful, and I don't want to get into Max Payne quite yet. I want to talk about that when we get there, because my opinions on both of these films are, it was just pure time wasted, and I understand that completely. I mean, when we were watching it again, I was just, I don't want to get into this anymore, because this is something that I want to mention as we give it the rating, but it just felt too long at times. For me, anyway, it did. It was like, every few minutes I wanted to check the timer. I was like, okay, how much is left? What's happening? What's this? What's that? The real plot of it was just, go save Daisy. It'd be awesome if there was homage to the levels, you know? Like at some point that there would be giant Goombas that they would have to go through, or, you know, a Bullet Bill would charge at them, or even a little Koopa, an actual Koopa, not some guy who thinks he's an evolved reptile. That would be awesome. And they didn't. And it was just a complete level of failed attempts. And I don't have anything else to say about this because I'll give my score first. I went into this film remembering that I was just completely disappointed. It was a movie that failed my childhood. And it didn't really hold the test of time. You know, it was still not good. I was still bored out of my mind. It's one of my favorite childhood games and everything, but, you know, I still have a small bit of enjoyment out of it, which would be enough to be able to recommend it to, you know, a parent who has to entertain a series of children. It's not so unbearable and so much trash that you can't do so. So I'll give it a watch it at home. But, you know, for those people who are casual fans, I say completely skip it, completely avoid it, because it's going to make you angry. Just to see how badly they did it. Yeah, but I mean, if you have some children and they kind of want to get to know Mario and stuff like that, yeah, show it to them. I mean, they're not going to remember this film. It's not even memorable for us, and we watched it yesterday.
Yeah, as much as, I don't know, I said a lot about bad about this movie, it's still, like I keep saying, it's entertaining enough. It's not boring. You can still watch it. It's not, I don't know, good. I mean, like, it's not, it doesn't say anything. It's not really of any real artistic value. So, I'd give it a watch it at home. I really, actually kind of a skip it, but if you like Mario and just want to see more of some weirdness, then, yeah, watch it at home. I mean, I don't know. You don't have to watch the whole thing. It's kind of a movie you just want to watch weird parts of. So it might make the whole thing worth it just for the weirdness. And Bob Hoskins is sort of worth it. But overall, I don't know. It's kind of in between skip it and watch it at home. I think we both kind of agree that this is basically a failed attempt at a video game movie. So we're kind of done with this one. Let's move on to another failed attempt. Max Payne, synopsis.
Synopsis.
They were all dead. The final gunshot was an exclamation mark to everything that had led to this point. I released my finger from the trigger, and then it was over.
There's an army of bodies under this river. Criminals reaching up to welcome me as one of their own. It was an easy mistake to make.
Max Payne, played by Mark Wahlberg, is a brooding detective on a mission to avenge his family's murder in a journey of slow-motion shooting, snowy cityscapes, oh, and Nordic angels for some reason. Max Payne. So yeah, Max Payne, based off of a video game by 3D Realms and then Rockstar. But at the time, I guess just 3D Realms. I don't know. I guess number 2 did come out, so it is Rockstar.
Yeah.
But that's not really important because it's not very good. Spoilers for my opinion.
Can I get into it first?
Yeah. What is your deal, Edgar?
Okay, I have no connection to the Max Payne series at all. I don't understand any of it. I've never played anything. I've seen a few walkthroughs here and there, but I went into this movie expecting another horrible film. because I know the common trend of video game movies is video game can be the most amazing thing ever or crap thing ever. The movie, regardless of the transition, is shit. So I went in there just barely expecting maybe a shoot 'em up and a movie with complete confusion, because from my understanding, the game involves nothing of Nordic mythology. And this film involves it into the plot as if it's the biggest deal in the game. So, loosely based, I did some research on it. Obviously, there wasn't anything that was just completely contrived for this film. And in the movie itself, it makes no sense. It's only there as a side effect to what a tested super serum basically does.
Yeah, to a drug.
Yes. But overall in the film, we watched the director's cut out of the two cuts, which is only a 3-minute difference, so I assume what we're about to say is going to be just the same. The movie, for an action film, it lacked action.
Yeah, that was one thing that surprised me first time watching it. I've played both games, I've played two games. I haven't played the third one, but I've played both games that happened before the movie came out. And I'm not a huge fan, but I like both games, especially the second one. But I mean, you know, they're just shooter games. But for a shooting game movie, it actually was very, a slow crime drama, really, like a psychological, but weirdly supernatural crime drama. That I think actually did, the drama and the psychological aspect of it, pretty well, but it is not that great of a film. But yeah, so where to start? You want to start with the good or start with the bad?
I actually want to start off, we've already kind of touched on the plot, but the characters themselves and what happens to them. Are we going to spoil this or no?
Yeah, it's fine. I don't think there really is a spoiler. If you watch this movie, you know what's going to happen.
Okay. There's one twist that I really like, though. But
Well, then don't spoil that.
Okay, anyways, there's a whole scene in which, you get to meet Max Payne. You see how he's a brooding cop and how he's a very hard and very edge detective. And I like that aspect of him. I don't know about you or what your feelings were, but I think that captured what I know of the character from just popular culture and being in the gaming culture itself, of what he is and how he's become and how he's seen. I mean, do you have any comment on that?
Yeah, no, unlike Mario, the Mario movie, this movie's almost actually, really, really accurate to the game. Except for one thing. And it's funny because that one thing is, to me, really what ruins the film.
The Nordic?
Yes, the whole Norse mythology. Like, the game is a crime noir. Has none of this crazy demon, flying stuff. In the first game, there is, some weird, Satanist, but there's no, weird supernatural element to it. It's just a noir, and it's just really weird that they added that. I guess they tried to add it to just the symbology and the psychological, allegories going on in the story and with the character's mind, but to me, it really was incredibly distracting to the noir theme of the movie that, is reflected from the game. And it's just not written well either. It's just really weird and, I don't know. Yeah. And that, it does share with Mario in that it just diverts into an even weirder than the game thing, which is, something unexpected and sad.
Well, what I wanted to say, too, about that is, in the film, it's pretty much understood that he's going to go through pretty much the most epic, or most intense, I suppose, arc in the story. He even takes the super serum that's introduced really, really early on. But you notice that this serum basically causes, I think they said, 94% of the people who take it to go berserk or crazy.
Yeah, and they see the weird Valkyries and angel things.
Exactly. And you see a woman take it early on. She goes insane, basically dies. And a few of the others, but when, Marky Mark takes it, you know that he's going to be, one of the few that actually can accept it and can take it. But there's this huge villain, which I have no idea what his name was. I don't think it was even dropped, was it? the ex-army convict, and he's proposed to be the all-powerful, quick ninja-style machete-using monster, but he doesn't live up to that. He's pretty much just a second fiddle to the story, you know, just another little problem.
But yeah, I think it's not really just the villain. I think it's just structurally there's just a problem with the movie, in that I don't think the movie knows exactly what it's trying to do. If it's trying to just, like, be this psychological drama or be this weird, what do you call, like, conspiracy drug movie. Because, I mean, it's supposed to be a noir, and the way it sets up is, like, an internal story about Max Payne, which does sort of play out, but I feel like the whole Norse mythology drug ex-army villain part of the movie completely distracts and undermines the internal story going on. And I just don't feel like the main character ever really has an actual internal, you know, epiphany or any kind of growth because of that weird drug thing. He doesn't, I mean, he is supposed to, like, overcome his inner demons, you know, literally, because they're represented as demons. But for me, I don't really see why or how, because just distracting with the visual imagery.
You know, I can understand what you're coming from, and I can get behind that, because it's true. He doesn't really deal with anything. It's all assumed. It's not explained. It's just assumed that he's maturing through the story, but the only real thing that you get out of him is that he's a very brooding character. And that's all I really understood from him. He's brooding, he's vengeful, and when he's done with it, is he really going to feel satisfied? He just looks like the character who's just going to go out on another shooting binge, like, the next time he gets a chance to.
Well, that is sort of the character, because it kind of works better in the video game, since that's what you do, is just shoot.
See, I'm not a fan.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the problems is I don't feel like this movie delivers on enough action, and is too much more just boring noir. Like, I feel like the problem is the noir is actually really well done. The cinematography is actually wonderful. Like, the art direction is beautiful. It really captures the game and just does its own wonderful noir world. It reminds me a lot of, like, Christopher Nolan's Gotham, or something along those lines. But the problem is all that psychological noir needs to pay off in some way, and it doesn't, and that's the problem. If you're going to have, like, a slow, you know, talking movie, you need to, you know, have something to show for it at the end. You know, or you could have, you know, a movie with high octane action, and then you don't have to show for as much because you're satisfied with that action. But if you're going to set up so much and pay off so little, then it's just a huge problem.
I can understand that. I mean, the only parts of this movie that really stuck up to me, as you were mentioning already, is the cinematography. It just it works so well. You know, all the characters are dressed in pure dark colors, but those surroundings, while the buildings are dark and gray and gritty, there's snow falling. And it just looks so, the contrast is beautiful. But I mean, I can't really just give it a recommend or anything like that just on the cinematography and its settings. Anyway, do you have anything else to say?
Well, yeah, to talk more about the good, like, the cinematography works really well. And, like, I hated so much on the Super Mario movie. This one, it still has very poor writing, but I feel like there's enough of it that is good enough that it is watchable. Like, it's not great, but there is, even though I complained about the structure, there is a structure to it. I just really disagree with the way it plays out and the tools used to tell its story. Like, the thing with Max Payne is that it is very cliche, but that's really part of it. It's just the darkest noir, you know, it can be, and I feel like the movie doesn't really represent that. And it, since it doesn't go all the way cliche noir, like, the parts of the movie, like the Norse mythology and stuff, just make everything awful. It makes it things inconsistent and, like, you know, puts more light on the flaws of its cliches, as opposed to it being consistent and at least in its own world, well, you know, good in its own idea, instead of being disjointed. Do you have anything else to add?
Actually, I don't. I've pretty much said myself.
That's pretty much it? Yeah.
Yeah.
There's really not too much. It's a very simple movie. There's not, I don't know, a lot to say about it. It's just a visually good movie, structurally written poorly. Acting's all right. There's nothing absolutely terrible. I don't really like Beau Bridges that much. But he's fine, I guess.
Give it your score.
Yeah, I'll give it a watch it at home. If you're a fan of the game, there's enough visually just to sort of be like, oh, this is cool. It looks just like the game, but in a movie. You'd be disappointed in the story, though. So, yeah, watch it at home. I mean, there's enough, like, visuals to get you through it that I think you can just watch it and be okay with it. But, I mean, you know, you might not want to watch the whole thing. It's definitely not worth any price. You?
Well, I've already mentioned that I came in here, you know, not expecting much because it's another video game film. But while watching it, I just thought that they implemented what I knew from the game into it. There's nothing much to it. It's another noir. It lacks the action that's there. And I almost want to skip it, but it just has enough there to make it entertaining and, you know, just catch it on TV here and there, just watch a scene or two. So I'll give it a watch at home as well.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
So that's it for Max Payne and Super Mario Brothers movie. The reason I wanted to pick these games is because Wreck-It Ralph, you know, is big. And the point we're sort of making is, I don't know, video game movies need to change. For the most part, video game movies are awful.
Many of them are very horrible.
Not all of them, but a lot are. We've seen a couple. I've seen Prince of Persia. That one's okay. I didn't really feel like doing that because it's a lot more recent. And I just wanted to look at the beginning of video games. And especially because Wreck-It Ralph looks at the beginning of video games as well. But, yeah, have not seen it. Do kind of want to see it. I don't know. I'm not too stoked about it. What about you?
I've seen my fair share. I mean, I've seen the original Silent Hill, not the one that's currently in theaters. I've seen Street Fighter, the original.
Oh, yeah, Street Fighter. That was a good one. They did not have... We could not obtain it. I would definitely have wanted to watch that. That would have been a nice combo to have because that's one of the few video game movies I do like, and there are some good reasons for it being actually good in some ways. It's not a perfect film by any means, but it does some things that, I don't know, that allow me to like it. And that's one of the things is being truer to the game and being campy and not going off in its own weird way.
No, and I understand that. And the other few that I've seen were like the two Mortal Kombat films and the first two Resident Evil films. And while I was a fan of all of those films, I can't honestly say that I stand... I was a fan of the games that those films are based on, but I can't stand behind them and go, yeah, they were good movies. They weren't, and none of them were any cinematic, cinematic accomplishments.
Yeah.
They were just made to cash in on what was already popular. And
that's what most video game movies are like, and that's probably one of the reasons a lot of them are not very good.
Yeah, and it's something that we want to have changed. I mean, they're going to be making movies to Assassin's Creed now, and they were originally speaking of Halo and Army of Two and a whole bunch of other current series, and we don't want them to keep falling into these trends where, you know, they're just, yeah, they're okay. No, we want them to be good. We want them to actually be something entertaining and that you will watch even if you're not a fan or know what's there.
Yeah. I mean, if you have a video game movie that you like that we've not mentioned, go ahead, post it in the comments. I think there does need to be a change because video game movies need to do something like that. I don't know. I don't think any movie has really hit upon it, like the same feeling you get from a video game in a movie. There needs to be something like that. Some new movie that really captures a video game, but in a movie. Instead of just gimmicks. That's the biggest problem is like the writers and people working on it with a movie just do not seem to understand why people like playing the games.
I've heard one movie that makes a lot of homage to, video games in general, especially old school ones, but isn't a video game itself.
Oh, Scott Pilgrim?
Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen it. I mean, I don't know if you have.
I don't like Michael Cera. I just can't stand him. It's kind of a shame, too, because I heard it's a really, really good movie.
Yeah. So, I mean, I might check it out and write a review on the page, but Only time will tell.
Alrighty, that's it for the Film Pod. I'm Adam Kara. You can not follow me on Twitter because I don't post anything on it, so I'm not even going to bother saying that. You can email me at filmyfilm@mail.com. You can always post on the website. Like us on Facebook. Edgar, over to you.
And you can follow me on Twitter at EdgarTacoGram. And please, if you do download us on iTunes or any of the sort, write us a review. Let us know what you want us to do. I mean, all we want to do is make an episode for you guys to enjoy.
Alrighty, thanks for listening.
Except he helped them.